The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Yes, it's time for us to get started. I don't guess, I know. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to picture in my mind what you're thinking about what happened in Indiana with my friend Kara Schillen. We're on the air on the Good Day program with the big news coming out of the Indiana primary, the announcement that a vote for Cruz is a sure vote to lose is no longer going to have to be in my phraseology because he's out of there. Maybe we don't have him saying he's out of there. All right, so let's keep going here. The Cruz factor in Indiana, knockout punch for him. Kara, do we have that audio?
Yeah, I think we sure do.
Okay, good. Let's play it.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed. Together, we left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Oh, my God. What nonsense. He should be on Broadway or in some theater someplace. Oh, for the good of our nation, Texas Senator Ted Cruz drops out of the race for president. Disastrous primary for him. Among the many attacks Cruz has faced, many didn't believe that he was eligible to run anyway because he was born in Canada. So how did it get to the point where he got this far? He was a horrible candidate from the beginning for all kinds of reasons, mostly his insincerity, his just schmarmy. He didn't have the face nor the demeanor, in my mind, or the maturity of a president. Now, you can say that about the candidacy of Donald Trump, but in the circumstance we find ourselves in, this none of it made any sense to me. He fought vigorously that whole business. Here are comments from his wife Heidi while campaigning for him in Indiana. This didn't help many.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic. We can unify this party.
Okay, so under the circumstances, I think you can kiss all of that stuff goodbye. So here's what Donald Trump had to say about Cruz after his announcement.
I have to tell you that I've competed all my life, competitive person. All my life I've been in competitions, different competitions, whether it's sports or business or now for 10 months politics. And I have to tell you that I have met some of the most incredible competitors that I have ever competed against right here on the Republican Party. You know, we started off with that 17 number. And just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy. And he has got an amazing future. He's got an amazing future. So I want to congratulate Ted. And I know how tough it is. It's tough.
Well, you have to wonder, even with the non-politician Trump, do you really say what you mean, or do you say what it'll take to win votes? How many things have you heard him say about Ted Cruz that were extraordinarily unflattering? Let's see here. John Kasich didn't speak any. I didn't see anything that would indicate he had. Well, he had a statement. I guess he released a statement that said he was going to stay in. Here's a political analyst named John Kosick. That really is his name, as opposed to Kasich. Here's what he thinks the path forward would be for the Ohio governor.
Chief Strategist John Weaver saying this evening that essentially he is going to stay in this race until the mathematical possibility of a contested convention is eliminated. But here's the problem with the math. Donald Trump had 57 delegates if he won tonight in Indiana, likely. That's going to lower his number or the percentage that he needs to win in the remaining states to about 40% to win on that first ballot. John Kasich would need to win 60% or more of the delegates in the remaining states, not to win the nomination, just simply to get to a contested convention, and that's not likely.
Not likely at all, but is he thinking that he might be a good vice presidential candidate? He said, I'm not going to be vice president, but those guys, that's none of them believe that. So is it in your mind, when you think about where situational thinking is for Donald Trump, does he pick somebody like John Kasich because he brings Ohio with him, or does he pick a woman who is the governor of New Mexico? How does he balance his ticket? Because that really is his challenge now, not winning. He's got it taken care of. The Republicans can't be crazy enough to think that they can keep him from getting the nomination, because if they do, then they've destroyed their party, which they're capable of doing, because that's the kind of thinking. They're all about themselves and not about what this all means. The American public, large section, large, huge. The older people who like Bernie Sanders will vote for Donald Trump. Maybe the younger people won't, but there's a you know, the old people who said, Trump can't win no matter what. That's nonsense. He can win the presidency, and I think he might be able to win it fairly easily, depending on how he plays his hand. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. There are a lot of comments, social media comments about what happened in Indiana yesterday. Let's see how many we can get to as we continue here on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
16 after the hour on the Good Day program, May 4th at the, oh, wait a minute, May the 4th be with you. It's a Star Wars day for those of you who line up on all of that. It's the 4th. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo Day, a big celebration. Meanwhile, people are celebrating Indiana that, like Donald Trump, Sanders won in Indiana. Pretty close race with Mrs. Clinton. Her hopes, she wanted, I'm looking at some of the highlights and analysis here under the circumstances, basic accounting on the Democratic side. Clinton doesn't need any more states. She just needs 36% of the vote. Here's Bernie Sanders talking to his supporters after winning in Indiana last night.
We understand, and I do not deny it for one second, that we have an uphill battle in front of us. But I think we have a path toward victory, although it is a narrow path. Our goal is twofold. Number one, to win a majority of pledged delegates. Number two, it is to make sure that in those states where we have won landslide victories, you know, 65-70% of the votes, that the superdelegates in those states listen to their constituents and vote the way their constituents voted in their state's primaries or caucuses. And thirdly, we are going to make the case to the superdelegates. Many of them, by the way, came on board Hillary Clinton's campaign before I was even an announced candidate. They were there way back when. Well, the world has changed in the last year. And I believe that we will be able to make the case to many of those superdelegates that what is most important is not whether Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders is the nominee. What is most important is that we do not allow someone like a Donald Trump to become president of the United States. And I think that according to every poll that I have seen in the last month, Bernie Sanders defeats Donald Trump in the national polls by greater margins than does Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders beats Donald Trump by greater margins than Hillary Clinton in battleground state after battleground state after battleground state. In other words, I think the objective evidence is that I am the strongest candidate to prevent the Trump from becoming president.
But you don't know how things work with the machine that runs the Democratic primary. That's the problem. Deb, let's see here. Looking at the numbers from Indiana, Trump 53% of the vote, Cruz 36% of the vote, Kasich about 8%. Bernie Sanders got 52% of the vote in the primary. Hillary Clinton got 47, almost 48%. And so it's close, no question about that. Is it close enough? And would Bernie Sanders be better than Donald Trump? Thing that everybody keeps saying, and that's because they don't want to think about it this way, everybody keeps saying Donald Trump can't win. That's what they said about him. All of this got started, and hello, look at this. Donald Trump is there in the catbird seat. I just hope he kind of tones it down a little bit. Who would have predicted that Donald Trump would have clinched the nomination before Hillary Clinton did, in fact? Trump seems to be daring the Democrats to throw as many negative ads at him since he just overcame a boatload of them in Indiana. The amount of money, I think it was $14-15 million, that super PAC controlled by the Kochs, Charles Koch, I don't think David, his brother, is in on this one. But anyway, they put all that dough into trying to keep Trump from winning. What a waste of money. They don't read the tea leaves well or understand what the public wants. It's a blue-collar year, it would seem. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We use places mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Joining Victoria, Kara, and me right now is Amy Newmark, who is the best-selling author, editor of all those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books. This has been going on now for 8 or 9 years. Actually, I think these books have been around a long time. A lot of great stories from a lot of people with very interesting lives and experiences. Are you holding on to somebody else's blessing? Are you holding on to other people in general? We'll talk about that specifically. What about other people? I think this is one of the strangest things, because many of us are motivated by not what we think, but what other people think. And we also are looking for other people to tell us we've done a good job. Pat us on the head, rub our stomachs, you know, that kind of stuff. We'll find out if that's Amy's focus in a moment here on Good Day.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. Dr. Wayne Aldridge, president of the American Academy of Periodontology, tells us why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, or bad breath are signs of periodontal disease, which requires evaluation by a periodontist.
Gum disease can also lead to diabetes and heart disease and is a leading cause of tooth loss. But good news, Dr. Aldridge says gum disease can be prevented or reversed.
Brushing twice daily, regular flossing, an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation, and visits with a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's GUMBLR.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
All right. Here's Amy Newmark joining us again on Good Day from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I wanted to frame this a little differently than you had, because I'm thinking about how people benefit from being around other people. Maybe this is an extension, getting rid of, I'm going through it now, I'm moving from one home to another, Amy, and I have thrown away 3 dumpster loads of things that were around my old farm. I still have a lot of things that I don't want to get rid of, but some of the things we have given away to people who might be able to use them, and I think that's sort of what your focus is here in part, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's spring cleaning time, and we just put out a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less, and you, I think, already live by what we're trying to teach people with this book. So many people are practically stepping over stuff in their houses. They've got so much clutter, and they don't know how to attack it. And so the thing I learned the most from making this book is that all that stuff you're holding on to in your house where you have three of them or you haven't used that thing in 2 years, it could be someone else's blessing. It sounds like you live that way, but most of us do not. And so I've started going through my house and taking stuff down to the church thrift shop.
Yeah, I mean, I took a bunch of, I had two or three boxes of old clothes that either didn't fit me or they were out of style. You put them in the box, somebody's going to be using them rather than throw them in the garbage. The same is said for some of the tools that I had on the farm that I don't need any longer. That sort of thing is, I think it really is.
And you know what you can do before it's out of style? If you've got clothes that you're not wearing anymore, give them away now while they're still in style so that they really become someone else's blessing.
Yeah, but I want to wear those still.
Yeah. We all think we're going to fit back in them again one day.
Wow. And we all have, in my case, I probably have four times more clothes than I would ever wear. It's just hard to sometimes decide, okay, which, it takes somebody else to do this. I think you need help, an objective help, looking at some of the things that you have. And ask yourself, have I used this in the past year, used in the past 6 months? And maybe that's the way you can figure out. But what you're holding on to could be somebody else's blessing. A story from the new Chicken Soup for the Soul book, The Joy of Less. Check out the podcast for Chicken Soup for the Soul at DougStephan.com. Thanks, Amy.
We'll talk about the four-legged variety of Texas Longhorns today. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Sandy and Bill Martin raise Longhorn cattle on their Running Arrow farm near Wellington, Texas. Sandy says she and the Longhorns have a mutual respect.
You raise Longhorns because you like the animals and that's what you want to do. And the Longhorns will do a very good job for you. You have to think outside the box. You cannot think traditional when you think Longhorns. Longhorns are the original out-of-the-box thinkers.
Sandy says their cattle are grass-fed and the beef is lean and healthy. They sell a lot of it at farmers' markets in their area. When someone is looking to buy one of their Longhorns, Sandy first asks them why.
And then I match that animal up in personality and their ability to do that job for that person. So the animal fits what the person expects that animal to do. And it goes all the way from being a pasture pretty to going in the freezer to being a roper and to being a good, solid breeding animal that they're proud to own and proud to breed themselves.
Visit RunningArrowLonghorns.com to learn more. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Said your password for Up, Up, and Away. That's where we are here, moving up, up, and away, away from the Indiana primary to the situation in Iraq, which is getting worse every day. The lies, the deceit, 5,000 American soldiers over there. Oh, they're just advisors. That was what they said about Vietnam. And then how many Americans died? 49,000. Here we are again. Three Americans have been killed, including the latest, a SEAL, in Iraq. Here's Newsbeat Social's Caitlin Magnum talking about that event.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday, May 3rd, that an American service member was killed in Iraq, marking the third U.S. combat death in the country during the campaign against ISIS. Speaking from Germany, Carter called the incident a combat death, adding that the individual was killed by enemy fire. A U.S. military official added that the American was killed while performing his duty as an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga troops. According to a report from CBS News, the serviceman was killed in a battle north of Mosul, an area which saw intense fighting Tuesday as ISIS militants tried to fight their way north from their stronghold. There were no other U.S. casualties reported during the battle.
All right. So let's sort of listen to the squirming being done by the White House press secretary. Josh Earnest had more details on the SEAL's death and the circumstances that he found himself in and the other 5,000 or so Americans who were there find themselves in.
This individual who was unfortunately was killed today in northern Iraq was operating about 2 miles behind this line that was maintained by Iraqi forces just north of Mosul. Secretary Carter earlier today described this death as a combat death. That's accurate. This is an individual who is not in a combat mission, but he was in a dangerous place, and his position came under attack. He was armed, trained, and prepared to defend himself. Unfortunately, he was killed, and he was killed in combat, but that was not part of his mission. His mission was specifically to offer advice and assistance to those Iraqi forces that were fighting for their own country. Individuals who are in a train, advise, and assist mission are equipped for combat. They've been trained for combat. And the reason for that is simply they're in a dangerous place. In some cases, they're just a couple of miles behind the front lines. And in this tragic situation in northern Iraq that transpired earlier today, you had an individual who was not in a combat mission come under withering attack from enemy forces. He was in a combat situation. He was prepared to deal with it, but unfortunately, under a complex attack, he was killed. And it's tragic.
You lying bastards. Yeah, those of you who are listening on American Forces Radio, because this hour of the program is carried on AFR, American Forces Radio, what do you think when you listen to that garbage being spewed by these phony politicians back to the election 8 years ago when Mr. Hope and Change said, of course, we're going to get out of Iraq, we'll get out of Afghanistan. Is he just a puppet of the military-industrial complex? For that matter, are those of you who are in uniform just puppets in a scheme to make more money for the people that own these companies, the stockholders of the huge companies that have built their stock and trade on helping people get killed on both sides? This is the failure here, is not of this man who signed up in good conscience to help protect our country. How is being over in Iraq protecting our country? That's my first question. Secondly, how can these people with a straight face say, well, he wasn't, basically saying he wasn't supposed to be exposed to gunfire or to any danger, but it's a dangerous place. Duh. Here's Courtney Cube from NBC reporting on the fighting that led to the death of this SEAL.
Mosul remains at this point the stronghold for ISIS in Iraq. And this U.S. service member, this U.S. Navy SEAL who was killed earlier today, was operating only about 17 miles north of Mosul, north of the city. What we're hearing from U.S. military and defense officials is that earlier today, several hundred ISIS fighters were able to breach the forward line of fighting, which is the line essentially that separates the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the north and the ISIS fighters further down south near Mosul. They were able to breach it using a combination of small arms fire and truck bombs, truck IEDs. They made it several miles inside of the Kurdish area, and they were able to shoot and kill this U.S. Navy SEAL and injure several Kurdish fighters, several Peshmerga fighters, before some coalition airstrikes came in and took out most of the ISIS fighters. But what's critical here is that this U.S. Navy SEAL was operating just miles north of Mosul, just miles north of this ISIS stronghold, this ISIS controlled city, and that ultimately the only reason that they were able to finally fight back the ISIS fighters who made it in were coalition airstrikes.
Really, honestly, doesn't this bug the you know what out of you? It sure does me. I'm looking at some of the comments that we have. There's some tweeting going on. David writes, ISIS, you don't know the world of hurt you just brought down on yourselves. SEALs never forget nor never forgive. Hate to be you. Philip writes, why we have troops anywhere in the Middle East, I don't understand. I'm with you, Philip. I don't get why we are there. It's a big hole, a waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of lives, most importantly. Donna writes, we lose our best for nothing. That is correct. He died for nothing. Why do we put up with this? Is that why some of you support Donald Trump? Because he says he's going to make America strong, and that doesn't include, or strong again, doing this sort of thing. What does it include? I think he's been asked a number of times whether or not we would use the military in these circumstances. Neil writes, Iraq Part 2 has begun. More lives sacrificed while leaders and perpetrators of the war sit safe thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. Matthew writes, another hero lost because of the Obama-Clinton oil grab in Iraq. Something to be said for that as well. Here's radio host Bill Handel talking to analyst Brian Suits about politicians tweaking the meaning of boots on the ground.
How big does a platoon or the number of men going out into a conventional battle mean boots on the ground? Is it 8? That's not boots on the ground?
No.
Is it 15?
No, this administration is going to say, you know, it's a brigade of 5,000 is boots on the ground. And in the ongoing battle that we're talking about, there's several dozen Americans among several hundred Peshmerga who are currently surrounded by ISIS in this town called Tal Shuf. American F-15s are overhead. They're using them. You know, they're providing air support, the whole thing. But currently, they're surrounded and cut off by the rest of the. From the rest of the Peshmerga, they're cut off by a large conventional ISIS ground force.
All right, I'm just sick of this. Just sick of it. And you, how would you analyze the situation? What editorial would you write? What op-ed piece would you aim at our fathers under the circumstances? What say you? I say what I've said, and I stand by it. In a moment, this story about the lady who has sued Starbucks because of too much ice in her drink. Deal with that foolishness in a matter of moments here. It's foolish, but yet it just kind of gives you an idea as to the state of some people's minds in this world we live in. 43 after the hour on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With news stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at aceeyewear.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
All right, we have 46, almost 47 at the hour here on Good Day. As I suggested a few minutes ago, there is the continuing saga in conversation about this lawsuit that was filed against the Starbucks chain. Here's reporter Ryan Burrow with the focus on the lawsuit over the amount of ice in their cold drinks.
Stacey Pincus of Chicago, she's filed a lawsuit, $5 million lawsuit against Starbucks saying that when she orders a cold drink, whether it be an iced coffee, iced tea, what have you, it's not as advertised. You're supposed to get 24 ounces of fluid liquid for a venti, but instead you only get 14 ounces. 10 ounces is just filled with ice. She says that's fraud. That's false advertising. And she wants to get some money on that. Now, she says that what they should do is if you order a venti, which is 24 ounces, you should get maybe a 36-ounce cup, and it should be filled with 24 ounces of liquid and then maybe 12 ounces of ice. But she's suing. Starbucks says they are aware of the law. Lawsuits. They say that they're not buying into it. They say that it has no merit. But let's just go back to the just a few years ago. You remember the lawsuit against Subway for not having foot-long sandwiches? That actually Subway ended up settling. That ended up being like a couple $100 a person and a few $1,000s in legal fees. But it changed the way they do loaves of bread now. So who knows what comes out of this Starbucks lawsuit?
People are crazy. Here's the crew at TMZ arguing on the air over the merits of the lawsuit.
Starbucks is getting sued.
For?
For putting too much ice in the beverages. So a woman in Illinois filed a $5 million lawsuit.
But some lawyers getting rich.
But this is a big argument because they definitely do that. They fill with ice.
You go to Starbucks and you look at the cup and you see they're putting ice in. So
but
if you don't like it, then just don't buy it.
You get the product they sell. And that's what they sell is the ice. And I don't see what the issue is.
The lawsuit is about not giving customers fluid ounces.
So wait a minute. So I have a question. When you go to Starbucks, does it say 24 fluid ounces?
Yes, it does. On the menu, which they put into the lawsuit, it says you get 24 fluid ounces, or 20 fluid ounces in a venti. However, the fill line...
The idea when you say to the barista, I would like iced coffee, oh, I'm going to sue you because it's iced, is preposterous. Come on.
Jason, it's not preposterous.
It is preposterous.
No!
Define de minimis non curat lex.
If it were de minimis, I would allow it to go.
Oh, no. It means the law does not cure small things.
So order, don't order it with ice. Just say, I want cold tea. Right? How's that? So then you don't order it with ice. Cold tea, please. 50 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 4th of May.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Christina Rowley is the Senior Vice President of Cox Business, overseeing the strategic direction of this company, Cox Communication. He has a lot of hats. Before he was at Cox, he was the Vice President of Sales and Field Operations for the western part of the U.S. It's a big company. They have a good product. I'm familiar with the radio and broadcasting side, Mr. Rowley, of Cox, but they have such a big company. They have tentacles everywhere. And so, as a big company, how is it that you're focused on small companies and small businesses? Because this is Small Business Week, and you're here to help us celebrate. So, how do the two intersect?
Well, Doug, thanks for having me. First off, I would tell you a couple things. We are still a family-owned business.
Yes,
and
I should have pointed
the owner of our
yes.
company.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I know that. I should have pointed that out. It is a family-owned company. I know it well. It's a great radio company. It really is. And
it is. It is a big company, but we still we know our roots. And if you think of Cox Business, we have about 350,000 customers that we have in our group, and about we do about $2 billion in revenue. But if you look at our customer base, 80% of it is small business.
Yeah.
So it's really the lifeblood of our operation and something that we focus on a daily basis and is very, very, very critical to our success. And
One of the things that I think people don't realize, can I call you Steven instead of Mr. Rowley if you're more comfortable calling you Steve?
Steve is fine.
Steve, okay. The number, when we think about driving around the country, you go on the interstates, and at every intersection, there are all these malls, and they're all full of nationally recognized companies. When you go downtown, you see the smaller businesses that are retail, but you also go to the phone book, and you see the plumber, and the electrician, and the carpenter, and the guy that fixes your car, and you any number of categories, and those are the people who are being frequented most, and I don't know that we really pay as much attention to those people as we ought to, frankly. The backbone of American business is the small entrepreneur.
I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, it's the grocery stores, the restaurants, the clothing stores, and service centers that really drive why people go to small business. But, you know, the real reason also, I think, why small biz is just because of the convenience. So there's a major convenience factor there. The consumer really feels that local support is critical from them. Mm-hmm. And then they also believe there's a better customer service level that they're being provided by small business. So three things that I think really drive folks to the small business owner.
Some of the ways that small businesses can improve the customer experience, because you can always make your business better, and I know that you work with some of your customers to make their businesses better. How do you do that?
Yeah, so it's a great question, because I think if you think you personalize it, it really comes down to one of the big drivers is Wi-Fi. You know, even in this survey, we had almost 60% of the folks say that they would choose Wi-Fi over coffee, which is tough to believe in the morning, but that's clearly something folks are looking for. So if you think of yourself in a waiting room, you think of yourself always wanting to get that email or text, Wi-Fi is a big, big driver.
One of the things that has happened here, the Cox folks did a survey of consumers that frequent small businesses going to one once a week. 42% are shopping small customer-based stores three, four, many more times a week in some circumstances. You know, I think of some of the ideas we get about small businesses. Shark Tank is quite a good show on ABC, and they always feature these people. I actually was doing a radio show here for a couple of years focusing on new businesses, entrepreneurs, how to encourage people to start businesses. Do you find that a lot of people get their ideas about businesses from some of these shows like Shark Tank?
I don't know if they get the ideas as much as there is truly entrepreneurship is alive and well. I mean, Shark Tank is a big big reality show that consumers view as one of their most popular ones. But we do something very similar called Get Started we've done it all across the U.S. in small towns where
really?
We've got judges that are venture capitalists and others. And I'm just amazed at the vast array of folks that are stepping up and pitching their entrepreneurial ideas. We've got millennials to seniors, so it's,
yeah.
In my view, it's very alive and well.
Where do people find more information about the survey and what Cox does?
Yeah, well, thanks. So if you go to coxblue.com/newsroom, you can get the full document that the survey provides.
It's coxblue.com/newsroom. Stephen Rowley from Cox Business, thank you for being here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.